Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir in Parshas Hazino. This is the third shir, talking about the punishment of Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw there were two averis, and therefore two punishments. One, not causing a pogam in the emun of Klal Yisrael. And the punishment for that was not coming into Eretz Yisrael, but being able to see it at least. And the other punishment was for not being the Kadesh Shem Shemayim, that the Jews would have learned to listen better, because he would have had he spoken to the rock. Because that he wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael at all, not even to see the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, because the Kiddush comes after it's captured. And we're continuing from there, again based in the Torah, right? Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol, Panza Tzal. In Parshas Pinchas, it says, "Kashem risim pi b'midbar tzin." B'meriva seida lakdisheni b'mayim leinayim. As you rebelled against me, midbar tzin. The water, you could have sanctified me with the water. So it only says it only mentions here the union of lakdisheni, and doesn't talk about the meila. Like it says here in Parshas Hazino. Why only the Hakdisheni? Why not the Ma'altim? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. Since this pasuk is a hemshech to what it says before, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Alei al har v'rim hazeh, Reyes haaretz, Sher nesati b'nei Yisrael, V'yisata b'nesaf del amecha, Agam ata, Kasher nesaf aron achicha. So Hashem says to him, go up to har v'rim, see the land that I gave to B'nai Yisrael, you'll see it, and then you'll be gathered into your people, just like Aaron, your brother, was. It doesn't say here a lashon of shalila. It's negative lashon, that you did something bad. But rather, it's a lashon of schus. Now you're going to be able to see Eretz Yisrael. We saw seven asaf del mechim. You see it, you're going to be gathered into your nation. Ein orchaim, al shech shehikshu lomali mashakatsav v'risos. Why does it say in this pasuk, you're going to see it? It already says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Alei et cetera, Rei. It already says you're going to see it. So what's this? Why again? So what it means is that you're going to be zochet to the Re'iyah, and therefore that's going to be a little bit of Bias Haaretz. It's a little bit like coming into Eretz Yisrael, being able to see it. But Legabe Ha'ilu Shel HaBetosef V'Shadei Kedush Eretz Yisrael, but as far as your elevation, by being exposed to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that you're going to be Zocha in the Kedusha when you die, the Kedusha of Olam Haba. No other way and no other time. Just when you die, Moshe, when you're Nesef El Amecha, you're going to be Zocha to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And that it says, so that's what it's saying over here. Re'ez Haaretz, you're going to see the land. But that's all. In other words, you're going to get a little bit of the Kedusha, but not. You're going to be able to see the Metzius of Eretz Yisrael. That's a little bit of a B'ez Haaretz, a little bit of coming into Eretz Yisrael. But it's not the whole deal. The whole deal is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And that you're going to not only be able to get when you're gathered into your people. Lotiske Lulizesh L'Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there was no lahakdisheni. Lahakdisheni b'mayim leinayim. You weren't mekadesh me. And that prevented the Jewish people from having the Kedusha. In other words, had the Jewish people seen this Kiddush Hashem, and they also would have been holier. And because of that, you can't get the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, all it says in of lahakdisheni. Because it only has to explain why you're not getting Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But as far as the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael is the place of the Jewish people, there it doesn't say in the Pasuk of Shlila that it requires a reason. It doesn't say anything bad. It doesn't say that you're being negated from anything. It only says that about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's a schus that you're going to be able to see Eretz Yisrael. And that's like coming in a little bit. But this inyan of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that you're not getting, that's a shlila we have in the pasuk here. V'nesafta alamecha, you're only going to get it when you get to Olam Haba. But you're not getting it in this world. You're not getting it by seeing Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the pasuk has to explain dafka lo hakdisheni. It's telling you why you're not going to get the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because you were in Mekadish my name. Therefore, you're not getting Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't have to give a reason why you're not coming into Eretz Yisrael physically, because the pasuk doesn't tell us he's not coming to Eretz Yisrael physically. Adrav, it says ischus. You'll be able to see Eretz Yisrael. You can have a partial bia. So that it doesn't have to explain why he's getting ischus. The pasuk has to give us an explanation why he's not getting the kedusha. And the answer is because of lahak disheni, because you weren't mekadesh me. So it only mentions lahak disheni and not the ma'altim. The Ma'altim explains the Shlilo of not coming into Eretz Yisrael, but that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. Pasuk says that he gets to see Eretz, so he gets partial schus of Bias Haaretz. It's telling us that he's not getting the Kedusha. Ah, you're not getting the Kedusha because you didn't do the Lahak Disheni. Therefore, only Kasher Nasaf Del Amecha, you're going to get the Kedusha. And we also understand the Pasuk in Chukas. V'yomer Hashem o Moshe v'lar inyan lo man tebi Lahak Disheni le'ev ne'i Yisrael l'chein l'savio sakal azeh l'aretz Hashem asati lehem. Here also it's only Lahakdisheni, it doesn't talk about Mi'ila. There it doesn't talk about Bechlal of Moshe Rabbeinu seeing Eretz Yisrael. Now talking about not being Zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of the Jewish people. So we're talking about the Zechi and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You didn't have a Zechi in that at all. So therefore, Pasuk explains it's because of Hakdisheni. It doesn't say anything about being in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of the Jewish people, just the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael. All it says, Lo Yain Lo Manti Hakdisheni L'chein Lo Saviyot Sekal Adilor Tashen Asal Asal. It doesn't say a word about the Re'iya, which is a partial Bia, which relates to the coming into Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't mention a word about that. About Re'iyah. It just says you're not coming into Eretz Yisrael, so it must be talking about getting the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which you're not getting any of. Re'iyah is partial being in Eretz Yisrael as far as the Metzius of Eretz Yisrael goes. But as we've been explaining in the previous two Shirah, the Kedusha, that relates to after being in Eretz Yisrael, after Kibush and Chiluk, that you're not going to get at all. And therefore the Pasuk says, if that's what we're talking about, then Yan lo eman to be like Yishenu, that's because you didn't believe in me to sanctify me. And therefore you're not going to get any Kedushas Eretz Israel either. And that would appear to explain, and we can explain what we were noted in the first shir. Sometimes it says a Lashon of Lavor, and sometimes it says a Lashon of Lavor. And sometimes it says both Lashonas. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows, that Lavo means kipshuto, lavo le'eretz Yisrael. And there we have this chiddush that you can have a bi'achelkis al yedei re'iya. You can have a partial coming into Eretz Yisrael by just seeing Eretz Yisrael. That's also an inyan of bi'a. Lavo means le'stalek mi'matzav koidem, the lavo le'matzav acher. Lavo means to leave the previous situation and pass on to a new situation. So Ayidei Re'iyah, you're not changing your matzav. Memela Bakosha Lavor is a Bakosha to totally be and not to just see. And more than that, it's to be at a different Madjerega. Be Zochet to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Lavo is an inyan of Bia. You can have a Bia Chelkis. Lavor means no, you want to mamish go to the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And even more, we can say that Lavor is biyachas lamakom akoidim she'over menu lamakom acher. It relates to the previous place. Lavo is not klape the place where you were, it's klape the place where you were coming to. So the Madrega of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael since it's a place of Kedusha, it has a special ma'ala in relationship to the place that's not Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it says lavo, not to be in this place, but to be in a different place that has a greater Kedusha. When it says lavo, it's klab Eretz Yisrael as the place of the Jewish people, not by yachas lamakom acher. It's klab Eretz Yisrael atzma. So lavo is vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael itself, the mitzis of Eretz Yisrael. Lavor is you're going to a different madrego, which is talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That it's more holy than other places. It's more holy vis-a-vis other places. Lavo is talking about coming to Eretz Yisrael, the mitzis of Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of the Jewish people. It's not klape other places, that it's holier than other places. That this is our place. The inquiry here is this is our place, whereas Kedusha is more subjective. That this Kedusha is greater than the other place. Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is greater than the other place. Therefore, it says, Lavo, Klapin Shal Makom Shal Yisrael, which is Klap Eretz Yisrael itself. Lavo is Klap Kedusha Eretz Yisrael that they have there and doesn't have it in another place. According to this, in Parshas Tvarim, which we spoke earlier, is the previous year, it's talking about the union of Lav Eretz Yisrael Mitzad Makom Shal Yisrael, because that's the place of the Jewish people, and Moshe wasn't Zochem, Biglal Hashem Altem. In other words, like Biglal Chem, because of you. Because you didn't have the proper emuna. That's what we spoke about in the previous shir. That's the big lochem. There it's coming off Parshas Meraglim, as we spoke about. So it says, Gamata lo savo sham. You're not going to come there. That Eretz Yisrael, as a mekoman shel Yisrael, says the lashon of lavo. Gamata lo savo sham. You're not going to come there. You're not going to come to the place of Eretz Yisrael. Because again, here we're talking about Eretz Yisrael and Parshas Tvarim. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael, Mitzad Makom Shel Yisrael. This is the proper place for the Jewish people, not Klapi, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that it's a place for the Jewish people, and therefore it's a lashon of lava to come, because that's our place. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zochah to that. Shenkin Parshas Veschanan, it says that the Tchina was to be Zochah to Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, as we spoke about. So there it says, Ebrona Ve'eretz Aretz HaTova. That Leos Pekedushas Eretz Yisrael is called Havara. Ebrona Ve'era. We spoke about how in Parshas Veschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's not going to be Zochah to see the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ebrona Ve'era Eretz HaTov Asher Bei Yordain Harat HaTov Zeh V'Lavanu, talking about the Beis HaMikdash, Yushalayim, that's all the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaTova, that it's the good land. You want to see the good of the land, the Kedusha of the land. So that's talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it says here, Lashon of Ha'avara, because you're passing over from one place to this place. It says more Kedusha. And here in Parshas Hazinu, it says, Ki minege teres ha'aretz v'shama lo sova. And when it's talking about in the Pasuk on Re'iyah, which is a kiyum b'miksas of being in Eretz Yisrael, which is Mekom Anshei Yisrael, it says, Ki minege teres ha'aretz. You're going to see the land, you're going to have a miktzas bia, a little bit of coming, but shema lo sava. You're not going to come completely. There's nothing to do with havara. It's not what the pasuk is talking about. Parashat Zayis HaBracha, it says, Vayereos Hashem is klaretz, Vayomer Hashem Eilav, Zos Haaretz, Shem Shbat Lavrom Tzayakov, Leimol Azarcha, Tnena Risicha Beinecha, Veshama lo savor. There it says, Vayareo, Hashem showed it to him, which is a midah mesuyamis, some level of bia, of coming. And that's the Eretz Asher Nishbati, that's the Mekom Shel Yisrael, because God swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Gabi Kedusha isn't yet holy. And now that the Pasuk says, even though Harisicha Beinecho, I showed it to you with your eyes, you could see it. But for Shama Lo Savor, you can have a little bit of Bia, but Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you're not getting. Shama Lo Savor. Sifri Parshat Zay Sabrocha, Amar Leila Avos Nishbati Beshvua Belecha Harisicha Beinecho. The Avos I swore b'shvua with an oath, and to you I showed it with your eyes. So it's mashma that the Re'iyah adds a tokef, adds power to the shvua. Because it's a kiyum hashvua. Inside the area, there's a little bit of bia coming into Eretz Yisrael. And that was the shvua labaseinu. And through that, the Eretz Yisrael becomes before Makom Shal Yisrael. But that's not the Gabi Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Shema Lo Tavor, that you're not going to pass over into that Madrega. You're not getting it at all. There's not going to be any of that. Now, you have to understand, based on what we said, but it says in Parashas Chukas, L'chein lo sevios ha'kol, and therefore you're not going to bring the kol. So we said earlier that in Parashas Chukas, we're talking about the zechi of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it says only the din of l'hakdisheni. Since it says in Chukas only l'hakdisheni, we're only talking about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Since he didn't sanctify God's name, so he doesn't get the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. So why did it say a lashon of lo saviyu and not a lashon of havara? According to our mahalach, it should say a lashon of havara. We're not going to play games here and just say what works for us. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Here it says lo saviyu, and it should say a lashon of havara because we're talking about kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So it would appear, pekim divrei sefri in sof parshas hazinu, it says nisefri, that the shinui of our ribui shall be sabav lo sabav is the might is to exclude the lo sabav lo sabav is to exclude shlorek melech lo yavo al shlo yavo hedjot shlo yavo meis. Not only the king not going to come, but a hedjot isn't going to come, and a dead person isn't going to come. Moshe Rabbeinu can't come out king, can't come out hedjot, the simpleton, and he can't come out meis. But it doesn't say in the Sifri if the miyud on the hedjiot and meis was on the words lo sabo or lo sabor. But in the Sifri, the beginning of the verse is lo sabracha, it says that on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to come in as a hedjiot, as a regular person, v'shem lo sabor, you're not coming in. And al bakasha's meis, it says v'shem lo sabor. And on him being asked him to come as a dead person, God says, no, you're not going to be over. So we have to understand what the shaychus is. Why is lo sabo, bakasha's Bakashas Mace, and why is Abakashas Hedjot Lo Sabo? And Abakashas Mace, that he wants to come in as a Mace, Shema Lo Sabo. How's that? Where does that relate? So, based on what we explained, we could say as follows that the Chait of the Chisaron of Lahakdisheni is a Chait in the Manig, in the leader. That a Manig has to be concerned to elevate those whom he is leading. But a Hedjot doesn't have to sanctify the nation. And therefore, there's no Chisaron that he wasn't Poel Lahakdisheni. Even though at the time he was a king, but Alz Hedjot, he wouldn't have been obligated to sanctify God's name, because that's mainly the job of the king. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said that it should be Zohar Kedusha Seret Yisrael Kehedjot, that then there's no Chisaron of Lahakdisheni. And we see this based on the Gemara in Sota that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim Mitzvot Tluyos Baretz. So he wanted the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because he is a manik will be koveh the Kedusha, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zeicha because he didn't do the Lahakdisheni, which is a chisaron of the manik. So he's zeicha to stam Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as a hetiot. There's no chisaron of Lahakdisheni. So in that it says v'loy sava, which is talking about the outcome of the sin of Asher Ma'altim Bi. He was Poel HaPagam Kiviyachol in the Emun of the Jewish people. And the onus is he's only going to be able to be in Eretz Yisrael, but Pagam. And therefore, Gam Hedjot Bechlal Zeh, and the onus, Acharei She'onus El Chetu. Because this is an onus for a sin. So, since he sinned, he's only going to be able to be in Eretz Yisrael, but Pagam. Therefore, he's not going to be Zochet to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, he has to be in Eretz Yisrael. And this is prevented from him. Lo Savo. Lo Savo is the Chet of Ma'altim Bi. Since he can't be in Eretz Yisrael, Lo savo, because of Ma'altim be, so he's not going to be zochet to the Kedusha Kehedyot. He's not going to be able to be in Eretz Yisrael mitzat the gzera of Lo savo. So that explains why Lo savo relates to the Hedyot. Because you want to come into Eretz Yisrael as a Hedyot, because what's your taina? That you weren't Mekadesh Im Shemayim, but that's the job of the Manik. The answer is Lo savo. You can't come in as a Hedyot because of you did the sin of not Ma'altimbi, of lessening their amuna. They had less amuna because they saw at first you hit the rock and the water didn't come out. So therefore, al tejot, you can't come in. So then Moshe Rabbeinu said, all right, let's let me come in as a corpse, the kvura, as a ma'ilan kvura in Eretz Yisrael. And that's machmas mitzius shel Eretz Yisrael. It's the place of the Jewish people. And since the gzeira of being b'makom shel Yisrael is not absolute, because it was b'ya b'miktsas, he was able to see it, so then let him come in as a b'ya b'misa. It's also not a b'ya gemura. Let him come in b'misa, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's request. And that it says, v'loy savor. Ma'inu mishum, that the ma'ilu k'vur v'eretz Yisrael is because it's the place of the Jewish people. But there's a tosefes that you're being buried in a makom shel kedusha, like we're seeing Sukkos Kuf Yud Aleph. Anybody who's covered in Eretz Yisrael is kibbutz covered tachas hamizbeach. Mizbeach is kedusha. So, gam al meisk shu be'eretz Yisrael nisvasif lo mekedusha se'eretz Yisrael. Since it says lo sabor that he's not going to be zochah in the kedusha, he can't be zochah kemeis, because then he'll be zochah to the kedusha. Therefore, it says lo sabor. So now we see we understand the Sifri. What we get from Lo Savo and Lo Savo, he wants to come in as a Hedyot. He said to him, you can't come in as a Hedyot, because Lo Savo. Because Ma'altim be, you're less than their Amunah, so Al Tejot, you can't come in. And Lo Savo, you want to come in as a dead person, because you want to be Zochot to the Kedusha, and dead person isn't Zochot to any Kedusha. It's not true. He is, because the Skilu covered Tachas HaMizbeach. Now we understand the pasuk in Parashas Chukas. Lachen lo saviu zekol azel arutz asher nasati lam. If you're not going to bring the nation, the congregation, to the land that I gave them, so we're talking about taviu as a kol. But Torah as melech umanig is a king, is a leader. And there, as we see in Sota, he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah tluyas baretz kol kedushas eretz Yisrael. He wanted to come in as a leader. And bizocha to the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That's what we saw in the Gemara in Sota. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael because she skai mukulam al yodi. He wanted to be b'kayim the mitzvah tluyas baretz, that he as a manig is going to be koveh the Kedusha. Manig is in charge, so he's going to establish the Kedusha. So he wants to be b'kayim mitzvah tluyas baretz after he establishes the Kedusha. So since it's clear from the pasuk that we're talking about the taviu as hakol, bringing in the congregation, obviously he's bringing them in as a leader. So even if it says a lashon of hava, we know it's talking about havara. We know we're talking about kedushas eretz Yisrael because he's bringing them in as a leader, which is like we saw in the Gemara in Sota. He wants to be zecha as a leader to be koveh kedushas eretz Yisrael and need the paris in kedusha. Since anyway it's muchruf from the fact that it says Losavio is a kol, we're talking about the chalais kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, it's better to use the lashon of hava, which is mashma not only to be ma'avir the gvul, not only you're not going to pass the border with them, but Elios kvuim Eretz Yisrael bekibush v'chiluk shastachu kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and mishum kach. So So we know we're talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because it's talking about bringing them in as a leader. And again, as we explained, he wants as a leader to be Kovea Kedusha Eretz Yisrael and then eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha. Therefore, it doesn't say Eloshen of Havar, which is just telling us going from one level to another to a higher level of Kedusha, which is also true here. But it says an even stronger Eloshen. You're not going to be Kavu in Eretz Yisrael. Lo Saviyu Asamazeh. You're not going to be in Eretz Yisrael with Kibush and Chiluk. And then the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is going to be Chal. We can understand from the context that the Lo Saviyu is talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It says not only is there not going to be a Havara that's passing them over, but being Kavu in Eretz Yisrael, but Kibush v'chiluk. Havara is this mashma that you're going from one Madrega to another to a higher level of Kedusha, which actually is when they do Kibush and Chiluk. But once we already know we're talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to use the Lashon of Havara, we use the Lashon of Taviyu, which is even better. Because Taviyu means to bring them to be Kavu in Eretz Yisrael, not just to pass over, but to actually be there. That's talking about Kibush and Chiluk. So we understand from the context that's what it's talking about. It's talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the Melech uses the Lashon of Lo Taviyu, which is even more Mashma Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because it's talking about being there, not just passing over, being there by Kibush for Chiluk. That's the topic in Parashas Chukas. So we still have more to talk about. Hope we're zocher to get to it. This is terrific. Thank you for listening, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.